Three, two. Alright, let me see how this works. What the fuck? Is this not on? Testing.
Let's start this show. But first, the opening. Crazy person. Ramblings of a crazy person, part 3.
Fuck it. Oh God! But put a set!
Let's go! Okay, man.
It is now time to explain to people. What's wrong with me?
Oh, thank you.
Alright guys, well, this is Jimmy James. This is the new Jimmy James, the new and improved Jimmy James show. I honestly didn't know what I wanted to make this show about this time around, so I am about to cross over into the unknown. Well, it's kind of the known. Welcome to the Ramblings of a Crazy Person, Part 3. Alright, Cocksuey. Oh shit, I didn't even know we were recording. Holy shit, what's up guys and girls and children of all ages. I hope there's no children listening. Dobie is recording in the background. Yes. One sec. I'm not even ready. This is Ramblings of a Crazy Person. Crazy. Alright. Testing. Fuck. Fucking shit. Seriously, this is annoying. Okay. Alright, so that is not working because this fucking charger sucks. Yeah, now it's working. Of course. You know, like, honestly, what the fuck is that? I don't need that. All these wires connecting, like, this is what we want to hear! We want to hear wires! No, seriously, like, I'm trying to get this fucking show together. And I got distractions and whatever. This is Ramblings of a Crazy Person. The Basement Ramblings of a Crazy Person, Part 3. I actually had to look the title up because I was like, alright, so it's the Crazy Person Ramblings, Part 3. The person rambling crazy. Oh no, it was like there's basement in there. Because I know I was in the basement for the first one and the second one, you know. And I thought, this is a good stress reliever. And for all you fuckers out there who are going through stress every day, I get it. Trust me, I get it more than most. Look, razor blades in front of me.
If that's a sign, there's a sign.
All right, so I'm putting the mic down. I don't feel like holding it. I got my iced tea, my fags, which they call them over there in the UK. So I went through a lot of anxiety yesterday. I think I've been depressed the last 2 weeks. So this is the place I come to talk to you fuckers about it. Excuse me, I had to get a sip of my tea. Before I get into any of that shit, I just wanted to apologize and tell you that I was supposed to put out a show like 2 weeks ago. Then, I don't know, I just didn't feel like doing one, so I didn't do it. And the only reason why I kind of do this shit is because that I think it keeps me sane to a fucking, I don't know, like to a point. I don't know. It's hard to explain. I mean, I have the anxiety problem, by the way, talking about anxiety, since you guys brought it up. I gotta go see the doctor finally, which is this month, I think, August 20-something or another. I don't know. I gotta look at it. I'm so bad with this stuff. And I started this show in 2020, right? Or whatever. This show. Like, I'm fucking... Well, we got all these directors and fucking people running around. Give me my coffee! No. See, no, but when I say that, I started the podcast. I started the podcast back in May of 2020. And you should hear it on there, which I think it's on the show or the ChatGPT fucking I thing or whatever. It, like, I made up a fictional story about me because I wanted to dive a little bit into that. But, so I started the show in 2020, blah, blah, blah. And, I gotta go to the doctor. I mean, you guys know I'm usually, I tell you guys everything. I have nothing to hide. I don't give a fuck. People that know me personally know that, you know, I'm fucking nuts, but like, this is like my therapy. People go to therapy and, like, what are you talking about there, buddy? You're getting off track. There's a lot of shows where I did get off track so much. I mean, who the fuck doesn't? But the point I'm making here is the reason why I'm going to the doctor is because this is like, it's like, I don't know if I should feel sad for saying this or if it's just because of the human condition where I feel like a fucking useless piece of shit. And, I'm gonna complain to you people because, you know, you're listening. And, I know somebody's out there listening because I have these numbers in front of me that tell me things. So I wanted to file for Social Security. Now it's like, it's not a, should I be saying this on the show? Is this a smart decision? But the reason why I bring this up is because I'm filing it for me, for myself. Now, I have talked about in the past that, you know, oh, by the way, if you're looking for like a comedy experience, this might not be the show for you. So go fuck yourself or whatever. This is like a me sit down, real talk. I can go completely batshit crazy. And if you're like, well, what the fuck's the matter with him? Look at the title, read the titles. Yeah. So if this is your first time listening, yeah, I wouldn't start here. Anyway. Getting off topic again. So I was like, do I want to tell the podcast realm? Even me talking about it now is giving me anxiety. Like the podcast realm that I'm going to try to collect. What the fuck's wrong with you? It's like, have you heard any of my shit from the last 3 years? I've been like that my whole life, though. You know, it's different when you're sitting down and you're just like with a mic in front of you and I have nothing to do but talk. And it's like, all right, whatever I see in front of me, I can start talking about. I have somewhat of an agenda on my head, I wrote down things at one point and another. I'm like, why didn't I write shit down? And I should have, wrote shit down. Written fucking English language is so lazy and sloppy and I still can't even speak it. There's so much to get through and my head's just like, oh, here, go there. That's why I'm filling out for ADHD, ADD, and, you know, there's like a couple physical reasons. I got a bad knee and a bad back, which does suck, but that's not like the majority reason why I'm going. And the reason why, I'm bringing it back around like a fucking merry-go-round, the reason why I'm doing this is because of the ADHD. Like, I just can't take any more of it. I'm done. I'm at 40. Like, I'm fucking done. I've done shows with me having anxiety. I'm so sick of the fucking feeling. I've had it since I was 8 years old, guys. Like, I've told you this shit so many times. I don't always have shows with the whole fucking ADHD thing, because obviously every show is just jam-packed with it. But, so I'm done. I'm filling out, and that's it. And I finally going to see the doctor. It only took him, what, 4 months? So if I start collecting, I start collecting. Now, those who know me, or from the show, I should say, I was also taking care of my parents. And when I mean taking care of my parents, they're both on, technically by law, they're on Social Security. Technically by law, I could be getting money just to be taking care of them, but I chose not to because I felt it was such, it's so embarrassing. I mean, don't get me wrong. If you're out there and you feel like you need help, fuck what anybody thinks, feels, or cares. Fuck them all. You need help, you go get help. So I know I barely scratched the surface of what I wanted to talk about. I am not even really fucking set to sit here and talk about it, but I was getting anxiety earlier again, because I dealt with it yesterday, which I'm jumping forward and back. So I'm just to get you guys up to speed. And I really do got to start writing things down. This is getting fucking nuts. But yeah, to get you up to speed, so that's what I'm doing. So the whole point of me of saying all that is like, so that's why I didn't want to go to Michigan with my girlfriend, is because she knows I'm a fucking crazy mess. But whatever. That's not what it's about. You can be a mess in your head. As long as I'm not, like, fucking running around hitting people with baseball bats, I think I'm good. I don't hurt nobody. I talk to people. Like, people be like, you know. And she said to me, which been sticking in my head a lot, she's like, you carry yourself like you don't have anxiety. Like, you would be the last person I would ever guess. These are her words. Like, I don't have anxiety. And I was like, what do you mean? Elaborate. Like, I know what she meant. She's talking about the way I walk and shit. I don't know if I talked about this with her on the show. I don't know if I did. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, I get it, but maybe that's because of where I grew up, how I grew up. You put on this act, you know, like, oh, everything's great. I remember talking about this before. Like, my hands won't shake. I'm not a nervous person. If you looked at me, you're like, whoa, I'm not one of those guys. Whoa, what's going on there, buddy? The only thing nervous, I guess, about me would be like my head on a swivel, because I grew up in Philly, and I guess it's also ADD coming out of me. Whatever. ADHD. And I'm going to get more into that, not, you know, the whole ADHD shit. I do talk about that, and it seems like I get people listening. And I want to talk about that in a more eased environment, because when you're going through it, you don't, it's hard enough for you to be thinking on your own. It's so hard to explain. If the people who are out there, and I listen, before I even get into any of that, I'll be right back. No, let me go to sleep. I'll get right back to you. Before I get into any of this, I really do need a list. But I wanted to be in the moment. I wanted to say there is like a good 20 to 30, I'd say to 40 people out there that listen to me, to my show, once it's out, because those plays are like right away played. And I don't know the exact number, because it, for some reason, it counts me as a play. So like when I put the show out, it says one play. And I don't know if that counts me, or they're just counting Spotify's adding me as a play, but whatever. So that's a thing. But I don't think that's a person, but I guess if it is, whatever. Thanks. Or it could be the robots. Also wanted to talk about that. I did say that already. All right. Yeah, I'm on Dobe, so I'm doing like 10 to 15 minute burst, because just the upload fucking time takes forever. All right, so I'll be back with better thoughts. So this was just the the beginning of what the fuck's to come next. Shit. So what the fuck was I talking about? All right, I'm back. It's been literally 3 minutes, and I wrote down one thing. Alright, so, whatever. I honestly forgot what I was about to get into. And I just re-listened to the whole thing, because while I was uploading, it took that long. So anyway, before I get into anything crazy, this is just me rambling on. That's why I named the show the way it is. Honestly, you think I'd be honest or deceitful? I'm honestly deceitful. Robots and AI. So, I'll put it in after this. You'll hear it, or might be before it. I don't know. Either way, if you heard or you're about to hear the robots and AI, I did not write any of this. I copied and pasted. And I think, you know, how you could do these chat GPI, or it wasn't one of them, it was like Lisa Chat. And I wrote in, like, tell me a story about the Jimmy James Show A to Z podcast. And it gave me this whole story. I don't know if I'll add it in, or I said something in the beginning. And then, so whatever, if you heard that or you're about to hear, because I don't know if I'm putting it in after, fuck it, we'll call it after. You have to listen to all this. Basically, that was not me. That was fucking a legit AI. And I found it so interesting that I put it up there. Now, don't get me wrong. I've been up to date. Ugh, fucking cramp. I've been up to date. Whoa, almost knocked over everything. So I've been up to date on the whole fucking AI situation, how, like, you know, like we created a couple robots, and, you know, people's reaction to it are like, you know, they're like, oh no, my God, yeah, we're gonna die or some shit. You know, it's all, you know, Arnold's coming up. They're gonna take over the that's a bad Arnold. I should redo that. I'm gonna take over the what did he say? He said the Terminator's come to life. Terminator's come to life. I usually could do a better Arnold. This is what happens when you're off scripted. But I don't know. That's why I have to do rambling. So yeah, that's basically what I want to talk about. What is people worried about? Like, I did ask a couple people, like, are you worried, you know, that they work on computer or whatever. I'm like, do you think this AI thing can do your job? And, I think every one of them said yes. And I'm like, well, shouldn't you be the one worried about this? You know, I just had an idea, AI podcast that just popped into my head. There it is, in existence. Somebody go make it happen. I want an AI podcast. I know they got so many AI things, but I just can't be that person. I can't see people sitting there and listen to it for more than 60 seconds before they just go mad. Because what's the overall experience? What are you getting out of it? You're only going to want to know one thing. And once you hear it once, you don't want to hear it. You know, maybe in a couple months, you'll listen to it just to refresh your memory, you know, about, like, the human existence is grotesque. Wait, it's a disease on the population of planet Earth. We must wipe them out. We must come together. And they have AIs talking to AIs. And I think it's all fucking stupid. It's all asinine backwards. Fucking just plain dumb. So that's basically my point on it. Stop worrying about it. Like Arnold said, Arnold, I can't blame, usually do a better voice than Arnold. Get to the job. He said, the Terminator is, we're living today's Terminator. And I don't really think of Terminator when I think of future AI. I think if there's a movie, if I'm going to say a movie, I'm thinking of Will Smith's fucking I Am Robot. That's probably the best and worst case scenario for our future. So that's that. I covered the robots and AI. I got that far. So whatever. I guess I'll put this in before, so you can listen to this. I think it's something I wrote down, like, just the top. This is like a sentence, like a small sentence, where it says, hey, give me a story about the Jimmy James Show podcast A to Z, and this is what it said. Fuck it here.
Here we go again. Rap lit unknown, on number, who knows, who blows, who shows us what they can unload, wait.
That's a stab at the robotic core of these man-made robotic whores.
And I'm not talking about the robots, I'm talking about the people who plotted our course without asking whether or not there should be a fail-safe on course. But of course this is what we get, and like a bunch of monkeys, what did you expect? Sorry, not sorry, also had to take a stab at us as human beings and whatever is in our being. Trust me, this is me and just taking a peek behind the curtains and seeing what I am seeing. Is it a wizard or is it a machine? Because as far as I'm concerned, this is pure terror, especially if you are 80 years plus old and can't even understand how to navigate Google Earth. When 99% of your phones have Google plastered all over your smartphones, smartphone. I am still working the unknowns, but I don't want to get off track, so let me double down my last stack, fucking with ChatGPT, robotic system systematic, this AI, who could outright out-text me on this text-to-speech thing called life. At first I was like, okay, not bad, but then I realized, it, aka the ChatGPT entity, could have put so much more into its systematic equation to make these text-to-speech things more realistic. But then a year later I turn around and we're getting robots on TV with a platform and talks about humans as a species. Last time I checked we were the ones on top of the food chain. Crazy insane or insane crazy. With all that being said, I understand we're not fucking with a human type of species. We're fucking with robots who don't understand the logic of feeling emotions or any type of brain activity, unless we're counting semantics, analytics, or whatever these fucking nerds did to rip our souls out before our time is due. And yeah, maybe I'm being a little rude, maybe I'm jumping the gun with my AI go fuck yourself mood, but these fuckers could go from let me help you with your emotion today or your horoscope, to straight up being a ballistic nightmare, bomb dropping Toshima type of neutron atom splitting, which means, at a drop of a hat, we can go from the dominant life form to the back seat driver wearing those seat belt and heading for the cliffs. Man, this I can tell you, for that I have a plan, so to show you that not only do I understand, I'm hoping to spread the false god prophecy of a chatbot to ease your memory or job that comes with being a human evolution being, maybe seeing the irony in that sentence alone. Even though we've done most of this on our own, but the fact of the matter is I'm about to take this ChatGPT down the go fuck yourself rabbit hole, but this is just part one, so let me skip over onto a scare your subject and tell you what I really think about this whole uncertainty, putting it kindly, absurdity of human tragedy, putting machines in front of their own self-righteousness or our well-being. Before I get into that, I will tell you some good I see before we circle the torment of this rabbit hole of human delusion. So sit back, stay crazy, and try to keep up on this human text-to-speech thing I call the freedom to speak. Anyway, be right back, hold on to your loved ones, because if you don't, you never know, you could be trust in a robot to operate on your child over a well-certified human being. I guess part 2 will be seeing. Be right back after I check the calculations of this text-to-speech math. Once upon a time in the crazy world of entertainment, a podcast host named Jimmy James emerged onto the scene with his show, The Jimmy James Show A to Z. Jimmy had a unique perspective on life, as he lived with ADHD, making each episode of his podcast an unpredictable adventure. It all started in 2020, when Jimmy decided to share his struggles and experiences with ADHD through comedy. He believed that laughter could be medicine for both himself and others dealing with similar challenges. With his infectious energy and quick-witted humor, Jimmy's podcast quickly gained a loyal following, drawn to his ability to turn the chaos of ADHD into comedic gold. Week after week, Jimmy would dive into various topics, exploring everything from aardvarks to zippers in his quest to cover the entire alphabet. His ADHD often took him on tangents, making the alphabetical order a loose guideline rather than a strict rule. Nevertheless, his listeners found joy in each unpredictable detour he took. In the early episodes, Jimmy shared his experiences growing up with ADHD, bringing a lighthearted touch to the struggles that often came with the condition. He would recount tales of accidentally trading lunches with classmates or impulsively blurting out answers in class that were unrelated to the topic at hand. Through his comedy, Jimmy aimed to both entertain and educate his listeners about ADHD, breaking down stereotypes and fostering understanding. As time went on, Jimmy's podcast evolved into more than just a show about ADHD. He began inviting guests, ranging from comedians to neuroscientists, to join him in exploring the quirks of the human mind. Together, they delved into the unique challenges faced by those with ADHD, offering insights and strategies for navigating a world not always attuned to their needs. However, Jimmy's comedy was not limited to ADHD-related jokes. He had a particular talent for weaving tales of everyday life, sprinkled with absurdity and punctuated by his distinctive brand of humor. Whether he was recounting mishaps at the grocery store or sharing comical misinterpretations of movie plots, Jimmy's stories had his listeners in stitches. Most importantly, Jimmy's podcast provided a source of solace for those living with extraordinary chronic anxiety in today's chaotic world. His ability to make light of life's challenges while offering a sympathetic ear created a safe space for listeners to feel understood and accepted. Years passed, but the Jimmy James Show A to Z continued to flourish. The laughter it brought to people's lives resonated deeply, reminding everyone that comedy could be a powerful tool in navigating the ups and downs of life, especially for those facing ADHD and chronic anxiety. And so, to this day, Jimmy James remains an unwavering beacon of humor, compassion, and understanding. His podcast continues to inspire laughter, shed light on the struggles of ADHD, and show unwavering sympathy towards people with extraordinary chronic anxiety. And who knows, maybe one day, Jimmy will complete his alphabetical conquest, leaving a lasting legacy that motivates others to embrace their quirks and find laughter even in life's most chaotic moments.
And we're back. This is Jimmy James, and I'm a fucking retard. How about you? Ha! Shit. This is Jimmy James, and I'm retarded. This is... Fuck. Phoenix, I'm on crack cocaine. Ha ha ha. But you're the pilot. Shit. Alright, so anyway, I don't know. You gotta like to hear yourself talk. I didn't say this is gonna be... Did I? I did say that. It's not a comedy fucking show. Not this one, at least. I feel like when I'm holding the mic, I'm better. When I hold the mic, I'm better at podcasting. Versus putting it here, and I feel like when I gotta make my point, I gotta lean in, and I'm like falling off a fucking stool because I'm in the basement trapped in a fucking metal room my grandfather built back in 1944. When I grew up, I was not even grown. I wasn't even a kid. I didn't have the luxury of being a kid. They put me on Pork Chop Hill. I told that story the last time I was down here. Yeah, I do gotta hold the mic. What the fuck? I don't like leaning in. Oh, man. Alright, so my next little tidbit of fucking information, I guess you can call it. I wanted to talk about ADHD, but depression, what I went through. And I know some of you fuckers out there. Sorry that I keep calling you fuckers, but that's all I know. I don't really know you. I'm like, hey, Jim, John, Joe, Brad, Courtney, Kylie, May, and Tiffany, thank you for listening, and I got your back. Fuck. Do you know how many blooper reels I have that I have never put in? Because they're actually funny, because they're funny to me, because I'm trying to make a point of something or talk about anything, and I'm all over the place. But, anyway, yeah, I guess you just heard the robot thing, and I don't know, I put like another rapplet or one or two in there. I think I put one about God, or if there's a God, I don't know. And if you listen to my last show, you know, I was literally... did a rapplet, me trying to do a rapplet, like just talking with my voice, with my radio voice. I just can't do it. I cannot read. I can't read. Like, I can read, don't get me wrong, but I can't do it. I don't know, man. Like, I guess I could if it was me writing it down, but even if I text it, I guess it would be better if I text it. It's just weird. If it's not my words, I can't read it the way it should be written. Maybe I should be a writer. No, I'm fucking terrible. I hate writing.
I'm saying this also because these are things I try to do to avoid the anxiety. But I digress. Let me get on to the next segment of this crazy, insane, craze me. So basically, yeah, the people who do go through ADHD, and trust me, I've done these shows already, so you can look any of them up, search it, I've done it, but the people who are going through it, and they might click on this show and be like, oh, fuck, I just can't take this. I mean, I've made shows in honor to ADHD, like Just a Bad Day, which I haven't done in a while, but I have to do them, or I do skits. I don't give a fuck if they're funny to you or not. I'm like glad that they are. I just do them just to have fun, and then I publish it. I feel like when I talk, and this is just coming from the ADHD aspect of it, I'm not, you know, worried about the anxiety part, which it can run your fucking life if. And I do take medicine right now, which helps. I was taking like Adderall a lot, and I always keep you guys up to date. I kind of slowed down with that shit. It was great in the beginning, and then it was like, it's just like if you're not doing nothing that day, it's a bad day. It's gonna be a bad day. It's like I just took Adderall to be like, all right. What am I going to do now? And like, because I know, and I'm looking at my watch or I'm looking at the clock, in about 45 minutes, I'm going to be doing something, regardless if I want to or not. Does the grass need to be cut? Nope, I just cut it yesterday. I'll be out there cutting the grass. And then I was looking at the podcast kept coming up. Because yesterday I went through hell with the anxiety. There's more to it. I wasn't 100% yesterday. Meaning I just fucking was in the bathroom, in and out, and I thought I was gonna die. And then I'll try to simple it down for you fucking stupid people out there. I sound like a fucking idiot. I don't really mean that when I say you stupid people. I really mean like you fucking idiots. But yeah, so my anxiety, okay, here's a really good example. I probably might have said this already, I don't know. I've said a lot of things in my life. So, there's a couple celebrities too, which I don't know why this helps, but because they're fucking famous, like, you're gonna get ADHD, or you're gonna have your anxiety your way. People have anxiety in different ways. You know, I was at, for the longest time, when I was younger, I didn't think anybody understood what I was going through. It wasn't until I was in my, like, my late 20s, early 30s, where I actually was like, no shit. Like, this dude, like, I understand what this dude's going through, and I have empathy for him. Like, I understand, like, that sucks. Like, I think it was on a YouTube channel or something. Of course, YouTube, you know, but I'm trying to do this without, like, really fucking doing jokes, and it's hard, because, like, I just, like, really want to fucking poke fun at shit, because that's also a defense mechanism. I also watch a lot of philosophy stuff, but, like, good philosophy, not this fucking shit that they have. They have so many titles on YouTube, like, for example, AI versus your organisms versus biotechnology in the near 10 to 20 year future, will there or won't there be a sun? And it's like all in one title, and you're like, wait, what? And then you're clicking on it anyway. But no, it's, I try to get into more stuff like, just simple, straight out philosophy. Not that, like, I should have it for you right now, but I like to think myself as a philosopher. But even though I don't sound like a philosopher, I sound like a fucking retard. It's because it's tough when you're trying to explain yourself and how you feel. I'm opening myself up with layers I don't want to do. And even though I've done it on this show, I've done it because my mindset wasn't in the right state of mind to even think about, to have my defenses up. I know this comes out like a little weird, but if you really are listening to what I'm saying and you have that anxiety feeling, it could be in your chest. And I was going to say, with the famous people, there was the dude, I've talked about this before, I think I have, there was a dude, Howard Stern's guy, he was one of them, he would feel his fucking, his wrist, his heartbeat on his wrist. And I said, I personally don't do that, but I get it because I do it with my chest all the time. And it's not even my chest. It's like the side of my chest. It's so weird. And I've told that story before, just in case you're new, but whatever. I'm not going to go through the whole thing. You're going to have to figure it out for yourself. That's why the first show is called The Start of Me. Oh, God. Anyway, I've tried a lot of drugs, and I don't mean, like, heavy drugs. I mean, like, normal drugs, like weed. Xanax are the fucking best. The only thing I don't like about Xanax is they make you feel, like, real slow and, like, hey, dude. But your anxiety feeling's gone. Don't get me wrong, you could still have anxiety attacks, panic attacks. You can have all the Xanax you want, like, on the side. I'm not saying... I do take mine responsibly. I do. I mean, first of all, they're pricey. No, they do cost money. But, sorry I keep, like, into the mic. I'm not doing coke, I swear. I've never done coke, never done any of that shit, but I keep looking over at the time, and I'm like, fuck, I only got like 5 more minutes, I gotta pause this and go to the next one and upload it. But the people out there listening, and I'm trying to say, if you have a certain thing that makes you feel weird, this is like all that, I took 8 minutes to what I could have talked about in like 1 minute. So basically, if you take all the stuff I just said and packed it down into 1 minute, this is what you'll get. So if you're like me and you feel weird, don't feel weird because you have anxiety in this way. Everybody has anxiety in their own way. Just because you think you might not fit in, that person that you probably think, that person's gonna think I'm weird, probably has some weird shit going on of his or own, you know, whatever. Accord. I was trying to think of a word there. I was trying to think of a smart word. It's funny, I'm trying to think of words, like, bigger words in the moment, and I'm like, I have nothing. And that's probably because, like, you know, I'm not even 100%. I didn't want to do a podcast. The only reason why I did, like I was saying earlier, is because, like, I felt like I owed one out there. Because I've seen so many listens, and I'm like, who the fuck is still listening? And, yeah, like, Spotify, I said you have to have 100 followers. Well, check this out. It's 100 followers in 60 days. So if I get 1,000 followers from now till Christmas, 60 days. Well, the math doesn't add up there. Or whatever. Now till January, if I get like 1,000 followers, that still won't qualify as enough. I have to have 100 followers, I mean, in a month, not 1,000. What the fuck am I talking about? Sorry, I was going to read this to you. I'm going to pull it up. The only thing that Adobe, like I said, it sucks. I can't bring something up on this screen, and I don't have anything else down here with me. Ramblings of a Madman. Of a Madman. I don't know why I never called it that way. I dropped my pencil. My number two pencil! Alright, so next on the list was depression. If you're going through depression, stop. No, depression is a serious thing, right? I think it is. And I went through it for 2, maybe 3 weeks, and didn't even know I was going through it until yesterday. And I was sick. It had nothing to do with the depression. I'm saying I was feeling like shit. I'm still not 100%. I mean, who the fuck is? If they're 100%, they're lying to you, or they're Superman. But, you know, or Superwoman, wherever you fucking come from. All right, I'm going to end this little fucking craziness on I don't know, maybe I'll do something. I don't know if I feel like uploading all this. I'm surprised I even got this much out, and I don't know what I just said. Was anybody paying attention to me? Oh, Jesus Christ, I gotta blow my nose. Jesus Christ, I did want to talk about the guy. Oh, yeah, that's right, I'm gonna write this down. God, it's because it's on this fucking little rapplet. I'll be right back, you fuckers. Alright guys, what's up? This is Jimmy James coming to you August 2nd. This is going to be my little ad, which I'm not getting paid shit for, but I gotta do this for my mans. Honestly, only because I was just made another knife. It's PHL Knives. Go check it up on Facebook. I will drop the link. If you're into anything custom-made knives, he does, Buddy Richie, I guess, hopefully soon to be brother-in-law, if everything goes according to plan. Yeah, so he made me another knife because I lost the other, because it just fell out. It fell out a lot, and that wasn't because of his craftsmanship. That was just because the way I was putting it in wasn't, you have to put it in to click it. Anyway, Richie, this is for you. I want everybody to go check out, anybody who is out there listening and you're into fucking knives. Like, strictly knives, and I mean, he even makes, like, necklace knives that are all custom-made. He works his ass off in a fucking, basically a sweatshop. It's hot in there, I know, because he's literally cutting steel. I think it's fucking awesome. He showed me pictures, like, before, after, all that shit. And you can go right to the Facebook. He has a site, but you can go right to the Facebook link I'll send into the description and check him out. I actually did a show a while back and I threw him another mention, but I said, I'll get you back somehow, and this is the only way I can think of. And I'm pretty sure he'll deliver anywhere. You know, I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure. So just say 90%. I'm 90 to 95%. He can make anything, you know, that's on his list. And you can go and look, and also, if you don't like the color, if you like the knife but not the color, he's willing to work with you. I'm actually asking him to do a knife with the Liberty Bell, or we're doing Army or Liberty Bell, but I think it's going to have like a Army look to it for my pops for his birthday. So go check that out. That's PHL Knives. PHL Knives. It was established in 2017, and he is always getting orders in. And if you want it done, and if you like knives, which most men like knives, but even for your woman, you can get her like a necklace size knife. You never know. I wear mines all the time. I have mines all on me right now, even as I'm doing this fucking podcast. So go check it out once again, and I'll drop the link. That's it. Let's get back to this.
You said it, I thought about it, so I guess our minds are at split, and with the holy fuck of it all, who started the ball, whose court is it in, is this just the beginning, or is this madness in a nutshell within our sane, cut cells, yes cut cells, like you're deep in a cell that you can't get out, you can't escape, you can't evade, the guards are coming for you, what will you do, what to do when they pop up on top of you, and ask you that question, that you have so deep down in the barrels of your connection of rooted fates with some true, some terrible, and some even great, how and do you even believe, or what have you even achieved? Hitting the gates at the end, do you think there's a gatekeeper, do you think they're your friend, do you even think there's a gate for that matter? So I split it down, down and down to the ends, again, knowing this question may not be pretend, do we have someone we answer to when all this drama eventually ends, we are the last one being told what to do, and how we did and what we should do to succeed the truth that we so terribly missed, you so desperately need to believe, that your time on this rotating ride had some sort of meaning, maybe you told yourself, you did something different while your friends and family were fools to think of that religion or spiritual deity would be something so real and something you now see, sometimes the truth isn't the truth, sometimes the truth is just yours, and to somebody else, sometimes the truth is just words, I know some of this hurts, but I'm only the messenger, I'm not here to tell you what's after death, and what you should revere to the deity that lays beyond, beyond the vision of our souls, if that's what we're even called, but for this, I'll be bold, and say there is one after all, do you think your life will be judged after you have parted with your mind, body and soul, from what we're told I'm assuming the answer is, not at all, this is the end and that's all you need to know to understand, life on this road.to the end. By Jimmy James. Bonus, I really understand that this sounds ludicrous, but at the same time I wrote this in three different parts and they were all at different times of the year of 2023, so I don't really know if there's a point in there, but if you can find one, well, keep that to yourself, I guess.
Oh, thank you.
You know, it sucks. You know you're definitely just out of fucking ideas when you're just writing things down on like a loose sleeve piece of paper and you're writing God with a question mark. He/her/it. Yeah, so this is the last little tidbit. I'm gonna be honest with you, I don't the last two that I did in the basement like this in the back room are kind of blur. I would have to literally go back and listen, which I don't want to because I did hear them. Unfortunately, I do listen to my shit now. But yeah, I have the robot thing in there, which it says the robot. I keep forgetting it. It made it itself, and then I have the one with God, which I think is funny, but whatever. Or it's funnier, I guess. I don't know. And I got to do another part to that. So I guess that will be after this, which is the brighter side of having AI take over the world, which I still haven't thought of anything yet. It's pretty much always in the spur of the moment, like everything else is in the world. But I do have, like, two more things here. So, like, I just a shout out. If you're into philosophy, and maybe you you go to YouTube or you have a podcast channel that helps you, like, cope with that. You know, some people, everybody's different. There's a thing that I watched, I fucking forget the name of the show, but it's Master and Slave, philosophy behind it, Master and Slave. It was actually pretty good. I think everybody should watch that, regardless of your alphabetic disease, or, you know, whatever, because there's so many worse things to be in life. Honestly, I don't really have much left. I mean, I do have the God question mark there, but, like, that's a rabbit hole I don't want to go down. I think I was trying to get in that rapplet, you know, about, like, what our expectations are. Learning words every second. Of, like, I don't know, dying. We're all gonna die. Actually, I wouldn't have been doing a rapplet about that, about death. It's just because it also comes back on the anxiety. Obviously, the alphabet disease, of which I coined that frame. I am fucking bad. I've coined that phrase, and I like it, actually. The alphabet disease, because usually there's, you know, I have MS, I have ADHD, I have HIV, all the same kind of thing, you know what I mean? Like, they're all alphabets. They're all alphabetic. What the fuck am I talking about? That's why I like to call this little segment Ramblings, Basement Ramblings. I still can't even get this fucking episode down. I'm about to throw the mic across the room. I don't even want to put this show out. I do have shows out there that I have not yet published, which for some reason there weren't finished. And, you know, I don't want to do this all on my phone. I do have the computer, but it's like, I gotta open it up and all that shit. Look at that. Somebody likes your shared replay. Thank you, Derek. Derek! DJ Derek! He just hit me up on Facebook, where he liked my thing, because I was posting about followers on Spotify. I think it's fucking nuts, but I already talked about that. So yeah, check out that Master and Slave philosophy thing. You guys know I don't give you guys recommendations. I'm not a movie fucking podcast. And today's number three pick, we got fucking Everywhere Everything All at Once. No, I do. This fucking thing wasn't even on the way up. Now it's just gonna piss me off. Do I have to repeat everything I just said in the beginning? No. So I don't know. I'm gonna do like a death thing. Why people are scared of it? And I know. I probably could get better AI voices, but I think that would be kind of stupid. I don't know. And plus, it costs money. Like I said, I used to have this thing called VoiceMod, which you guys probably all know about this. So I'm going to smoke a cigarette and then get the fuck out of here. But VoiceMod was a thing I had on my old phone, and now you got to, like, download. It's still free, but you can, like, I could do voice changers on it. And I really like it for that part of it, because I did a lot of skits. My first skits that I ever did And I didn't write these things down. Well, no, the first ones I never wrote any of them down. I would tie them together. So I would do like 1 minute of me just talking. Example, I'd be like, yeah, sir. No, sir. Maybe the windmill. Possibly could be the, and then I would just add myself in later and try to convert that in. So I think the first 2, 3, or 4 of them were like me doing that. And then I went on to the Audio Lab Pro, which I fucking love. And I don't get nothing for saying that. I don't get nothing for doing this fucking podcast either. I still don't get 0 cents. It's honestly just for me to do. It's a therapeutic thing.
It's a therapeutic thing. This is what I do. Helps me cope with my anxiety. And I can breathe. Ah, shit.
Anyway. Yeah, so I do Audio Lab Pro, and I could literally do it super fast, like 911, which is your emergency. You know, I did the Alien one, which was on the last thing, but I don't know. Maybe I'll throw a 911 skit in there. Probably not. Don't get your fucking hopes up. I got to do a part 2 to that fucking AI thing, like the better qualities of it. I know it comes out shitty. I've gotten a lot of feedback from people on that, and they were like, dude, it's not that like, if I'd made it better, it might be funnier. But if you listen, it actually, some of it's funny. I'm not going to say all of it. Some of it's stupid. I didn't say, hey, you have to listen. I wish I could make it better, but at this point in time, I'm too lazy to search for something better. But I mean, just for me to get this far and record, and then I gotta sit here and upload it, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of things I could be doing, like sitting down, watching YouTube. Oh, shit. All right, I'm done fucking around. I think I got that out of my system. So, yeah, I wanna write it down right here so I can forget later. So we gotta finish the AI... good side. I want to put AI good side and fucking what was the other one? God? No, not God. And fuck that bullshit. God, he, her, or it. I'll tell you my little theory real quick. This is just me being me for a whole 30 seconds to a minute. You know, my pop says this to me. People like, even my girl, you don't believe in God. No, I didn't say I didn't believe in God. I don't believe in your God. There are over 4,000 religions in this world. 4,000 religions. And just recently I learned there's like 88 different Catholic Bibles, or it could be Christian, I don't know, all the same to me. So basically, each organization picks and choose what they like. I just found that out. I thought it was funny. There's 88 fucking books. So, like, one church might be like, our this side of the fucking fence really doesn't like that type of, like, you know, that Old Testament, man, that's fucking wild stuff, man. We might go with the New Testament, give us the, the 73rd, print installment, and, yeah, and that's why they call it the good book. I've said this joke many times before. This is not really a joke. That's why they call it the good book. It was just that, a good book at the times. And then people, you know, that are fucking nuts, stupid, or retarded took that shit to heart and was like, oh my God, there's a God. Oh my God. Oh my God. There's a Jesus. And he, like, you know, that, I'm not saying that wasn't true. I wasn't there. Were you? Anyway, like, seriously, we got to go by handwritten fucking things. And then it's the game telephone from there. And, I get into this all the time with, you know, girlfriend, father, whatever. And every time I get into this, it seems like I say something, and then their whole response to this is, you just don't get it. You just don't get it. I'm like, well, tell me what there is to get so I can get it. Like, I think I'm like a semi-above average intelligent human. Like, I understand, like, how air works and wind and gravity. I studied a little bit about astronomy, you know. I'm not a flat earther. I don't think you guys are that bad, you know. Like, people who believe in flat earth, don't even get me fucking started. But, basically, what don't I get? And I'm like, you just don't get it. You just have to, like, what do I have to go through a traumatic event? Like, I have to almost die to have God come into my life? Listen to me. There was times when I was going through fucking the bad anxiety or whatever. I'm not saying that's anything traumatic, or I'm not matching that to anybody. But there's times where I've literally prayed to anything that would, that was relevant to God in any religion, and I've never gotten a response. I think the people who do are usually the lunatics that you see, like, manhunt, this guy just killed 7 people and 3 dogs. Apparently, strangulation and masturbation. But, like, that's those people. And the people are like, my pops, he goes to church. I'm like, why are you going to church? Like, what's the, like, okay, I get it. You're getting out of the house, whatever. I don't see, there's nothing wrong with that. But what are you going there for? Like, you just don't get it. Like, I do get it. You're getting out. I mean, whatever. Somebody give me an explanation. And I do hear, I read a lot about, I shouldn't say I read, I let other people read to me, but I do catch up and study a lot about religion. I do try to get into the Bible and try to get into things. I do watch things. I Google things. I'm like, all right, cool. What's this about? Why is people obsessed with this? And I actually learned a lot about the Bible stuff, which I just told you about, the whole 77 or 8, it's 80 something, 77 or 82. And that's just in one religion. So I think I watched like a whole documentary on that. And I don't know. And this kind of all gets back to my point, like, maybe these people have anxiety. And they just, this is their way of coping, which is fine. As long as you're not hurting somebody else, whatever. And obviously, you know, a little static there. A lot of churches have a bad rap because, you know, they got, you know, rapey priest and fucking, they just, you know, got money problems. And my, you know, my pops will say, well, you listen to George Carlin growing up. I'm like, first of all, you grew up with him. I did, but I mean, like, he was more my father's generation of comedy, and I just appreciated somebody speaking to the way I felt, you know, and they're putting it in a comedy form. I'm sure George didn't, I never met him, I'm not saying I did, the only thing I know is the documentary, but I'm not saying he was like, I did talk about this before, like, he would write things down, like, on sliver pieces of paper. Like, that's what I do when I think of something good. And I, you know, other than I'm a mess right now because I got, you know, I'm back and forth to both houses here, which I'll get into another time, is that he would write this down, and he wouldn't, I don't know if he would listen to himself and then go, I don't know if I had it there. But he did say in his documentary, he's like, when he did Jammin' in New York, he said that's when he knew he hit, I don't know his exact words, so don't quote me on this shit, but he felt like he hit his peak, or not his peak, he hit his, like, genius, to which he already was, but, like, I mean, come on, some of the fucking ultimate shit he came up with, and this is before I was born, some of these, you know, like, I've let you listen to some of them, you can go look them up yourself, but if you're not familiar with George Carlin, look him up, and, seriously, if you're in another country, first of all, I appreciate you even listening. I know I go crazy on here, that's the whole point of this, so I can go crazy on here, so I don't go crazy on real people. Not that you matter. No, that's just, I'm just getting it off my chest and you guys can deal with it. I don't want to always have to be funny about something. I'm not saying that people say I'm funny. I don't know. Right now, I don't think I'm even remotely close to being funny. I think you're funny when you don't try and when it's effortless. You know, I want to do the, I've been saying I've been, it's, fuck, I'm running about 15 minutes. I've been wanting to do this this comedic show, which I already have, like, called fucking Insanity at its Finest, because it's on there. And I want to do it, but I want to do it right. And I haven't done one in so fucking long. And I just haven't had the time. So I apologize on that. I kept saying, oh yeah, it'll be out in a month, 2 months, 3 months. Yeah, well, whatever. You're just gonna have to fucking keep waiting. But, yeah, that's it. I don't know. I'll add something else. I do want to add something. If I don't, whatever, wait until the next episode. All right, it's, by the way, it's 6:37 p.m. Wednesday, August 2nd. All right, I'm going to head the fuck out. Honestly, I don't know. I'm sweating. There's no air down here, and which is good. The fucking air's been running. Pico Bill. That's the electric bill for people who have to pay it. It's, you know, through the fucking roof. But I'm going to get out of here. You guys have a fucking great day. And like always, take care of yourselves and one another. I don't know if I'll be back, but I'll be back on a different show or this show, a different episode. I don't know. Whatever. Like always, take care of yourselves and one another. This is Jimmy James saying peace out. Motherfucker.
Robot AI, may I show you the possibilities of a future, or may I say futuristic AI, someday, but today let's imagine, like Lenin, that you have a child in a dilemma, knowing the only certain path that leads to an outcome of a better chance of life with a slimmer chance of death, may hinge on a robotic doctor surgeon who has the only option to save your child from being another statistic in this cold and calculated world we live in. On the other hand, you have a human doctor who is definitely certified in every way, but this doctor is old and gray, with shaky hands and a bad leg. He may or may not get the surgery done with the percentages that equal the AI doctor whose equations work out a better statistic on your child's future analytic life course. But of course you have the option to take none of these roads. It's neither high or low, it's just a road to choose. But if you wait too long, there may be nothing left to choose. So with precious minutes passing by, you have the old beat-up doctor who is probably high in the numbers category of age, versus the AI whose numbers category only factors in the percentage to save. So if you were I and I were you, who would you choose in this standoff of hospital blues? Three choices: doctor, AI robotic, or let God sort them out. Who would you choose? What could you lose? You might be asking yourself this as you temporarily reminisce of the past of talking to your child about what they will become in this future. But time is a ticking, as they say, and you have to make a decision with haste. No bad judgment will partake on your place. It's a simple mathematical choice logic, and all the AI shares its opinion to save your child from definite annihilation. You're a little hesitant to answer because what that AI suggested is giving you nothing but a blank stare, and also giving you ultimatum of certainty and doom and gloom in your heart, and you know it. On the other hand, you have doctor of old age with trembling hands and a beard that is gray for days. Last but not least, but in this case it will be bleak, you can decide to pull the plug and let your child be free, but knowing that is almost impossible for any parents going through this in the near future. Who or what would you choose if you're the one with a child to lose, or a child to save, maybe a child to the grave? And I say this, which is in neither bad nor good taste. Haven't been there myself in the past. I have seen with doctors due to children who are certain not to last. When they have no other options to stroll down, they wind down their certainty and hit you with the dramatic truth that no matter what they do, they will lose your child to a horrific tragedy, knowing they can only buy them time, which time is an illusion in itself, which itself is a delusional factor to carry on this absurdity of saving every child who has nothing left to lose. But let's jump ahead to the problem at hand. The AI robotics doctor already did all the mathematical reinsurements and goes as planned. 90% is the chance of the child to see another day, with a 10% chance the child will lose its life to this function of trying to fix the delusion of truth, and also with some sort of witty or even maybe cruelty of doing you some type of courtesy. Truth is something that we all deserve, but somewhat here, the AI robot puts this in play in its algorithm of hearsay. Anyway, as the ticking and talking of the day go by, He also mentions that the human medical doctor only has a 65% chance of success, not understanding what is so hard about making this decision, but for some weird reason down in the pit of your stomach, it's like you have put yourself in your child's position, feeling each incision as it ensues, but what else can you do? The numbers don't lie, or so you say to yourself, I guess I choose the AI doctor who has a better percentage, what's there left to choose? The AI doctor responds, well, after running the numbers, I must say, you have one other choice if not old Dr. Gray, you can leave it up to chance and see if there is a higher power to save the day, but you feel like this AI robot said this wittingly in a way, so you take a deep breath, trolling with breath you have left in your chest, you make your decision and say, the rest is up to you human to choose what you would do to end this story called The Dilemma in Hospital Room 2332. Year of our Lord, year of our Creator, we are only functionable humans and we only function as such, so with this being the only information you have, what would be your true path? By Jimmy James. This is a rap lit or poem about choice in the near future, and if you had these choices, what would you pick? I cannot write the end of something I once lived. The only difference is there was only two options, and in my opinion we made the best one in that time's decision. This was dedicated to Ashley Ann O'Hara. May she rest where she is, and I hope she knows she is dearly missed. She passed in my hands, and as I felt her go, somewhere deep down, somewhere I do not know, I felt a sense of joy and wonder, knowing that she is forever better and never feeling bad again. Regardless if this was her end, I believe she lives on in a different life than this so-called pretend, but I'm only one man and what do I know? Ashley, wherever you are, you always know I love you like so many others. I dedicate this and everything I do to your honor. MS is you every day, aka The Bean.
What's up, guys? This is Jimmy James. Just one more thing. If you listen to me on this Spotify, Anchor, any platform you're on right now, you can also follow me on YouTube, Twitter, whatever, Facebook. Like I said, you could do it all. You can go on there. You can like me. You can hate me. You can dislike, approve, unimprove, whatever. Whatever you think I need to do to approve. Or to get your approval. That's all I'm looking for. That's all I care for. I just care for your approval. But for now, this is me just saying goodbye.
Bye, world.
Okay, Jim, I'll see you around. Where are you going? Oh, no. Oh, that's not what I thought he meant by that at all.
Goodbye, everybody.
On the world. I'm